Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, folks, it's 11 a.m. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got the wonderful Mr. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. B's on his way to Spain. You're watching us on the YouTube page, 106.7, or on Monumental Sports Network, and we are fired up for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat with our guy Sam Cosmi. Before we start talking with Sammy, though, veterans, our friends at Paisanos want to thank you for your service. Today, Veterans Day, all veterans receive a medium cheese pizza for just $3. Offer is carry out only with a valid military ID upon purchase in store. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. All right, let's get on the phone with our friend Sam Cosmi. Sammy, did you sleep on the plane? How is Spain?
Yeah, I got a couple hours of sleep, but not much. Was able to take a little nap on the once we got to the hotel. But, yeah, I mean, I was able to walk around a little bit, explore, get dinner here shortly. But, yeah, the time difference is something for sure.
So it's 5 o'clock there, right? P.M.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That's plus 6.
Yeah, it's plus 6. So let's start with the plane. You are a veteran with significant NFL accomplishments at this point. You second contract, you've done it. How much space do you get on the plane?
You know, this year they're doing a really good job with the accommodations for the guys that are starting, particularly. I have a nice seat where I can lay back and pretty much stretch out. So.
Okay.
They've been great when it comes to that. Was able to get a couple hours of sleep on a plane and feel good. So they've been doing a great job when it comes to that.
Love that.
Is this your first international trip?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Even on a personal level, like first international game.
No, just international game. I've been to Europe when I was 7 to visit Romania and some family members, but I haven't been back in almost 20 years.
How much of your family still are your grandparents still there? Like how much family still back in Romania?
I actually have quite a bit of family that I don't obviously really know.
Yeah.
My grandfather he had 14 other siblings. So we have a pretty big family still here in Europe, and especially in Romania. So my grandparents they're both on both sides, came to the States. I have a big family in the States for sure.
Gotcha. We're having our weekly Paisanos Players Chat with our guy Sam Cosmi, right guard for the Washington Commanders. He's already in Madrid. I do have some football stuff to talk about, but I want to start. You said you're about to go for dinner. Is it a lineman dinner? Like, is everybody going, or is it just you and Bates? What's your crew, and what are you going for in Spain?
Yeah, we're going to do it local right now, just, I guess, down the block. I don't know we're just going to hop in one of these places and see if what's rolling, you know.
I like it.
Try to figure out the menu and you use Google Translate to get, you know, get going.
I bet they speak more English than you think. That's
no,
my guess.
They do, but all the menus I've been looking around that like have really good reviews, they're on, you know, Spanish. So I'm trying to figure out that. And at least now with like the Apple Translate or whatever, it does a really good job of like, you know, you can take a picture and it'll put everything to English. So that's pretty cool.
Do you have the new AirPod 3s Pros that supposedly do real-time translation? Supposedly.
I do. I definitely want to try that out.
Oh, you got to try it. You got a ripe opportunity to take those road testing. Probably won't work.
Sure.
It sounds too good to be true.
I know. I wish I would have done it. I should have done it with my mom. She was just here.
Just roll out today with it.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah, just take it for a road test.
The waiter might look at me, you know, sideways.
So that's my question. You've told us before, when you and the lineman roll into Five Guys, that the guy at the register knows to yell to the guy in the back, get ready, they're here. What kind of looks are you getting when it's you and other gigantic American football players walking the streets of Madrid?
I don't know. I just got here. I walked by myself this morning.
Okay.
Or this morning to try to get, you know, some of the jet lag out, and I had a bunch of people just staring at me. So I'm sure we stand out pretty bad when it comes to if we're all in the one big group.
You're a large man, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch to some football stuff. Obviously, it was another tough game against Detroit. Offensively, you guys moved the ball pretty well, but the defensive problems have been recurring here. Dan Quinn lets the world know yesterday of a change. Joe Witt, no longer defense coordinator. DQ is going to take those duties on himself. How did he let you guys know? And what was, obviously, you're on the other side of the ball, but still, you're all on the same team. What was kind of the reaction in the locker room?
You know, he told us yesterday right before the team meeting that they were going to make that change. You know, in the locker room, the vibes have been still try to keep it positive for the most part. So from a defensive standpoint, I really don't know how the guys view that yet. And what's going on that standpoint, but you know, from an offense standpoint, we just, you know, we're kind of figuring out, hey, like, this is, like, last game, we had some success in certain areas, and we're just going to clean those things up and keep rolling with that.
I mean, you have to look at each other and realize nobody's coming to save us. It's us. And it's a long swim to get to week 18 against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Has there been that gravity amongst the fellas in the locker room going, hey, we got to figure this out?
Yeah, you know, for sure. The only, like you said, the only people that are going to pull us out of this is us. Like I said, I'm not trying to compare seasons, but I've been a part of a season that was rocky, that 2023 season. And the way I view this in these moments is just try to bring guys closer and keep positivity. But for me individually, like I said, I'd always have to think, just be part of the solution, not the problem, and do my job and just try to be as positive as possible. And just, you know, if anybody needs help along the way, just try to carry them with you. So that's just my outlook on that. And, you know, I hope, and I know the guys, everybody here is working their tails off. To be honest, I just don't know what's going on that side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not pointing fingers. That's where teams really disintegrate. It got ugly in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago with the defense and the offense. Can you, Sam, translate this Mariota quote? I don't think we are who we think we are. I stare at that quote and I just scratch my head. I'm like, what does he mean by that?
I think from a standpoint of like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I would say from, I mean, like, we're still so united in the locker room. Like you said, there's no, like, division in the locker room. We're just not being able to put things together, if that makes sense. From a disconnect aspect of things. And I think hopefully, you know, with, you know, just keep working at it. And I could speak from an offensive standpoint, you know, it just, I felt like last game we were able to start figuring out some things. Hey, this is what we're doing good at. This is what, you know, we need to start like moving towards. And a big thing for us in the whole year is just being able to start fast, and we're still struggling with that, I feel like. And I think if we're able to figure out, and I think we are, being able to, like, hey, this is how we need to start fast, and these are the measures we need to take to do that.
Having our weekly Paisanos players chat with Sam Cosmi, right guard for the Washington Commanders. Cosmi joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, and we appreciate Sammy making time for us while he's in Spain. Riding this five-game losing streak, and you know, I've covered you since your rookie year. I know there's been some ups. I know you've been through some downs, too. I was in the postgame the other night, and I could feel the hurt and the frustration. How do you guys turn that around this week and get a win in Spain? It's obviously a weird situation, but one thing a lot of guys mentioned was it's just you guys there this week and you get all this time together. And obviously that worked for you last year on that Arizona trip. How do you guys turn this thing around?
Just being able to be with each other, just really keying in. I think the biggest thing for this week is just keying in on the details, especially from ID standpoint to getting our hats on hats, just the responsibilities and assignments, and fundamentals, just getting back to the fundamentals of football. So on all phases. And I think that will be very important, to get us back on track, and get a win, you know, versus Miami.
Yeah. All right. You want to talk some Longhorn football? I know you do. Back from the dead. The demise of the Texas Longhorns, greatly exaggerated after a stumbling start to the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the question?
No, just...
just
like, how much does that... I don't know how much you are watching on Saturdays. I know you got kids and you're running around. Like, how much time do you devote to keeping up with Texas?
I keep up with it pretty regularly. I try to throw in the game, and especially like dealing with the little one in the background and just keeping up with school and everything like that. You know, I think we have a really good defense. I think offensively we struggled early on. I think now we're kind of, you know, getting the ball rolling a little bit more. I think Arch is getting a little bit more comfortable. You know, it takes time to grow. It doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, from my viewpoint, I mean, we lost a lot of guys last year too. So, just trying to build that chemistry and all that is important.
Hey, Sam, I don't know what your Saturday obligations are with the team, but it's Georgia this week. So you guys are at Georgia, 7:30 Eastern. That's only 1:30 by my – no, 2:30 a.m. before a – before
I'll be watching for sure.
JP will text you updates while you're sleeping.
I'll be up at that time for sure. Yeah, no.
Well, dude, we're having a podcast party Friday night at a bar called O'Brien's if you want to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Over here?
Yeah, in Madrid. Well, it's not far from your hotel.
Check that out.
An Irish bar in Spain.
You got to find a home game. You got to find a home game, even in Europe.
Who approved that?
I know.
Tischler set it up. Who knows? Go ahead.
I was looking around the restaurants and I saw American cuisine, and the Yelp rating was like 3 stars. Everything else around here is like 4 or 5, you know. I'm like, of course American cuisine is 3 stars.
They might not be into meatloaf over there. Or
no.
Hot dogs.
Spanish cuisine is elite.
I think it's barbecue, right? Like, barbecue is what the rest of the world kind of like views us as, is the American cuisine.
The Texas guy might have to go check it out. See how the burnt ends stack up.
I got to. Maybe has to go down. Give them a true critique.
Personal question for you. So I worked the London game the last time the Washington organization played internationally. And my little girl, I think, was like 14 months old. And it was Halloween weekend, and I wasn't there for Halloween. And my wife was sending me pictures, and it was kind of gut-wrenching just to miss her first Halloween, right? I know your wife's at home, pregnant, and your little girl is running around. Like, maybe not today because you just got over there, but how tough is it to be away for, you know, 5-6 days?
Yeah, I already missed them already. So I already know it's going to be pretty tough and get homesick. I remember even with the Arizona trip, I couldn't wait to get back home just being away from them. So, yeah, but thank God for FaceTime.
Yep.
You know, that helps a lot.
For sure, because she can see you and talk to you and all that.
I just got off FaceTime before I called you guys. Nice. So
that's great. I'm glad. The other thing, Zabe was asking you about Texas and the Longhorns being back. And honestly, if they can
win, they're kind of back.
If they can win Saturday night in Georgia, they're back. At least in the playoffs, right?
I mean, they had two straight overtime wins. One at Kentucky, not impressive. And the Mississippi State one was a straight-up robbery. Mississippi State imploded, but there still wins. But the win against Vanderbilt was a big one. And Arch is now thrown for 346 and 328 his last two games. So he's figuring it out.
My question, though, how hard is it for you to watch Texas A&M right now? Undefeated, number three in the country.
Got to burn.
me and Vaughn have been going back and forth. we actually have a little, you know, we'll bet on if Texas wins, he'll wear one of my jerseys. If A&M wins, I'll wear one of his jerseys.
That's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
I think so, yeah. And A&M, I watched their game versus LSU, and I'm like, gosh, they look good. And it's like, of course, you know, we got the great win versus Oklahoma, which is always fantastic. But now we got, you know, throughout the year, we got to get two major wins, which is Oklahoma and A&M, in my eyes. But, yeah, I mean, we got to win out. We got to win out the rest of the year. We got some tough opponents coming up. So, you know, they're picking up momentum, which is a huge thing, and hopefully they can carry that to the end.
When you were there, were you guys still playing A&M, or had they gone to the SEC, and that was like the dark period for that rivalry?
No, we never played A&M, which I hate. I really wish I would have had the opportunity to play them. I mean, I would love to have have played in those games, I think have been so cool. So, but I'm happy we brought it back.
That's Did they like recruit you as well? Like, who? Obviously, you chose Texas, but you're a big time recruit in the Lone Star State. Like, who all was begging you to come to town?
No, I wasn't a big recruit at all. I was like barely a two star.
Wow.
I didn't get a lot of offers. The only reason I got offers to Texas because I went to a U of H like rivals camp, and I had a couple great pass pro plays, and Herman gave me an offer at Houston, and then he went to Texas, and like 7 or 8 months later, I finally got offered because they struck out. I actually asked Coach Herman, because I have the board of like all the recruits they had. I said, "Hey, Coach, where was I on this board?" He's like, "Oh, you were like the 7th or 8th guy on the board." And I was like, "You guys suck at recruiting. You missed out on 7 or 8 guys before you got to me."
Well, and now you're in what, year 6 in the NFL? I think you've proven yourself, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for the time, man. I'll see you tomorrow. I know you'll be excited to see us. I know you love when the media shows up, especially when we follow you across the country to Spain.
Yeah, I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love it. It's gonna be awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoy your dinner tonight.
All right, appreciate it.
All right,
see you guys.
Sam Cosmi joining us for his weekly Paisanos player chat. That was a lot of fun. Always fun to talk to Sam. Unfortunately, he's been in some bad locker rooms, knows how to keep his head. And for all the veterans out there, our friends at Paisanos want to thank you for your service. Today, veterans all receive a medium cheese pizza for just $3. Offers carry out only with a valid military ID upon purchase in store. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. There was a Monday night football game last night. It was kind of a dud, but had a very interesting ending. Let's dive into that when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.